AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. White House official says President Trump's focused on reaching a peace deal to end the war in Ukraine and wants Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky committed to that goal. To that end, the official says the U.S. is pausing and reviewing aid to ensure that it's contributing to a solution. Earlier, Trump said,
"The deal can be made very fast. It should not be that hard a deal to make. It could be made very fast. Now, maybe somebody doesn't want to make a deal. And if somebody doesn't want to make a deal, I think that person won't be around very long. That person will not be listened to very long."
Meantime, a source tells AP the U.S. Cyber Command is pausing offensive operations against Russia. The decision does not affect cyber operations conducted by other agencies, including the CIA. President Trump says tariffs going into effect Tuesday.
25%. On Canada and 25% on Mexico.
Israel's introduced what it says is a new U.S. ceasefire plan and is trying to force Hamas to accept it with a siege on Gaza. Severe weather in the forecast. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The threat of tornadoes, damaging winds, and large hail are all possible as a strong storm system moves across the nation's midsection, with the bullseye zone stretching from East Texas through Louisiana and Alabama, just as huge parades and costume revelers are set to celebrate Mardi Gras. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Nicole Winfield has an update on the Pope.
The Vatican is reporting another setback in Pope Francis's recovery from pneumonia. Doctors say he suffered two more respiratory crises and they had to put him back on the non-invasive mechanical ventilation. They also had to perform what's called a bronchoscopy, where they snaked a tube down into his airways, guided by a camera, to suction out the mucus and secretions that he's not been able to cough out on his own. They speak of these episodes as in the past tense, meaning they are over, but they are still saying that his prognosis is guarded.
This is AP News. A death in the music world over the weekend. Donna Warder has the story.
R&B singer Angie Stone has been killed in a car crash. Music producer Walter Millsap III tells the Associated Press that the Grammy-nominated artist was heading back to Atlanta from Alabama early Saturday morning when the car she was in flipped over and was hit by a big rig. Millsap says everyone in the car survived except Stone. The singer-songwriter created hits such as No More Rain and Wish I Didn't Miss You. Stone was 63 years old. I'm Donna Warder.
More of No More Rain. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Getting the family together? Easy. Getting the family together and off their phones? Okay, now we need a plan. Enter Hasbro Game Night. There's a Monopoly where your 10-year-old can become a real estate mogul before bedtime. There's also Clue, where accusing grandma of suspicious activity is not only allowed, it's encouraged. Then there's Connect Four, the sweet little game that somehow ends with dad whispering, best two out of three. And then there's Guess Who, where does your person have a mustache is still a perfectly reasonable question. Pick a game, grab your people, phones down, game on. Find your favorite Hasbro games at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or through the link in the show notes.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.